You cannot remove God's perspective from government and have an ordered society.
That's why Dr. Tony Evans says we need to understand the concept of kingdom voting.
If we are going to experience help and healing in our country, then your vote has to vote for God's way.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. The midterm elections are just around the corner, and the stakes are high. But Dr. Evans says there are much deeper issues in the balance than Democrat versus Republican. Let's join him as he takes a look at the connection between God and government.
Every day in my elementary school and beyond in Baltimore, Maryland, where I grew up, the teacher would have all the students to stand. He or she would have us place our hands over our heart and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. In that urban Baltimore school, I was reminded day in and day out, as most were, that we were to recommit ourselves to fidelity to the nation. What we were being reminded of was a covenantal commitment to the country. The concept of a national covenant, an agreement to commit yourself to the well-being of the benefits that accrue because you belong to a country, is not an American concept. It's a biblical concept because the Bible endorses covenants. In God's kingdom, He has four covenantal relationships. A personal covenant where you pledge fidelity to Him as an individual. A family covenant where marriage and the family places themselves under His covenant. Then there would be the church covenant where a body of believers place themselves underneath Him. And then there was the concept of the national covenant. And it was in our Pledge of Allegiance. It is in our Pledge of Allegiance. One nation under God. There would be the assumption that if this nation would be undivided, if it would be one, if it would be jam-packed with liberty and justice for every citizen, then it would have to be covenanted underneath God. Let me put it another way. The assumption was if God was not a part of the equation, then unity would be in trouble, liberty would be in trouble, and justice would be in trouble because the relationship to God was not as it ought to be. A covenant is a divinely created relational bond. It's an agreement that one of those four entities, or all four, agree to be covered by God because a covenant is designed to cover, like an umbrella. An umbrella doesn't stop it from raining. It just stops it from raining on you because you are covenantally covered. God made it clear in Psalm 33, verse 12, that the nation would be blessed who recognized Him. And to recognize Him would not only be to recognize His person, but also His policies, which is why He set forth policies alongside of His person that would govern the covenant that would benefit the nation who not only ascribed to them, but lived by them. Our series is Kingdom Voting. We have already said what kingdom voting is. It is the opportunity and responsibility of citizens to partner with God to expand his rule in society through civil government. It is incumbent upon Christians to first and foremost ascribe themselves not to a political party, but to the superintending governance of God through civil government. It is to the degree that we operate under this umbrella, under this alignment with God, when it comes to your voting and your participation in the politics of the day, whether you lean Democrat or Republican, it is your kingdom-centeredness, because you're covenantally aligned, that should influence, guide, and govern your vote. The Bible makes it clear in Romans chapter 13, verse 1, which says this: every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. Okay? I hope you caught that. If you want the right kind of government, God must be in the equation. Let me put it another way. The further you remove God's person and God's policies, because a lot of folk believe in God's person who ignore his policies, then you have removed yourself from the place of blessing and covering as a nation. Or to put it another way, the further you remove God's person and policies from what a government believes, how a government operates, the character of the leaders who make up that government, then you have removed yourself from divine blessing. No matter how much you pray, and no matter how much you use the God word, he says, then you have messed with God's authority and you've messed with God's ordinance. The Bible is pregnant with politics. From Genesis to Revelation, you see God all up in politics, setting up governments, taking down governments, giving laws, judging lawbreakers. He's all up in politics and nations. He makes it a comprehensive statement. He says all authorities, plural. That means your mayor, your city council, that means your state legislature, that means your governor, that means your House of Representatives, that means your Senate, that means your president, all authorities. To the degree that they are aligned with God's person and God's policies is to the degree you'll have a unified nation, a free nation, a just nation, and a righteous nation. Conversely, to the degree you're unaligned is to the degree that chaos will replace order. So let me make it easy for you and me. I'm going to give you one thing to vote for. And if you vote for this one thing, you're going to cover everything. I know it sounds simplistic because there's so many laws and people and perspectives, but I'm going to give you a superintending, that is an overarching covenantal definition of civil government. And if you vote for this one thing, everybody's not going to vote the same. But if you have the same kingdom worldview as you vote, as you go to the ballot box, you will be thinking like a kingdom voter, whether you are leaning Democrat or leaning Republican. Remember, if you're going to be a kingdom independent, that means you're a Democrat light or Republican light, because you're not fully committed either way. Here is the role of civil government. The biblical role of civil government, as outlined in Romans 13, is to maintain a safe, just, righteous, and compassionately responsible environment for freedom to flourish. Let me say that again. The biblical role of civil government is to maintain a safe, a just, a righteous, and a compassionately responsible environment for freedom to flourish. If you look for that definition and how it is flushed out in the political parties, you can align them to what closest fits God's kingdom definition of government, because then you're voting for God. That is, you're voting for God's perspective and policies that inform that goal. Now, again, people will come at this differently because they come from different backgrounds, different experiences, different priorities. I am not insisting that everybody vote one way. I am insisting everybody votes. But I am giving you a framework through which you look at the person and the policies. It must be both, that you look to as you cast your vote as a kingdom independent.
Dr. Evans will dig into those guidelines when he continues our message in just a moment. Stay with us.
Democrats, Republicans, independents, they all want to claim that God is on their side. But Dr. Tony Evans says we all need to line up on God's side.
The word of God must trump your political alliances if you call yourself a Christian.
In his new book, Kingdom Politics, he explains what every believer needs to know before stepping into the voting booth.
I kind of want to know where God stands so I know where I'm supposed to stand as a child of God. I would think that would be any Christian's concern.
Believers depend on the Bible to guide our lives. Dr. Evans says we need to stop changing books when it comes to politics.
Whether it's immigration, taxation, abortion, since it's a nation under God, what does the God over us think about what the nation wants to do?
Kingdom Politics covers everything you need to sort through the spin, hype, and double talk this election year and make a truly godly decision at the polls. Get your copy today at TonyEvans.org. That's TonyEvans.org.
This book is Dr. Evans' challenge to focus on the people, principles, and platforms that best represent God's agenda. And we'd like you to have a copy of Kingdom Politics as our gift in appreciation for your contribution toward Tony's ministry. Along with it, we'll include the full-length version of all 10 lessons in his current teaching series, Returning God to Government. This special double resource package will help you and the people you share it with make wise, godly decisions in the important election just a few weeks away. Get the details and make the arrangements online at TonyEvans.org, where you can check out all of our resources, get the latest news about our ministry, and browse through our library of downloadable audio and video. That's TonyEvans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. Well, let's get back to our lesson now. Here's Dr. Evans.
You cannot remove God's perspective from government and have an ordered society. It will either become a chaotic environment, it'll become anarchy, it'll become oppressive, it'll become so free that there are no standards. I mean, it'll go all over the place because there is no superintending standard by which you're measuring how you approach the concept of voting. Now, the idea of government is to mirror or to reflect the image of God for the well-being of society. When God established the nation Israel, he gave them a constitution. We have a constitution. He gave them a constitution with 10 amendments. We call them the 10 commandments, okay? 10 amendments to this constitution, 613 statutes and ordinances, so you can apply these 10 to your life's reality. And if you do this, you will be underneath my covenant, Deuteronomy 29:9, and you will be blessed. So if you really want to see our nation healed and helped as you look at voting and politics and government, you better bring God's person and perspective and put it on front page, because once or as he's excluded, that vacuum will be filled with that which will destroy the nation, not heal it. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32, he says, because they no longer wanted to retain the knowledge of God, they didn't want his perspective anymore, God released them, turned them over, and he allowed decay to enter their world and their society. If you're tired of decay, as a kingdom voter, as a representative of the king, then that means you're going to take seriously this responsibility to vote God back in and his perspective, which means your whole rule is accountable, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, to his perspective on whatever the issue is. Ah, but as long as the evil one can keep us illegitimately divided by making us more Democrat than Christian or more Republican than Christian, make our alliances more to homocracy than the rule of God, then we are aiding and abetting the deterioration and the destruction of the culture. I want you to get this framework because I want you to be a kingdom independent. What I'm saying to you is government is not only a political enterprise, it is a sacred enterprise because it involves God. It is a spiritual enterprise. What discourages me is when the spiritual is brought up, people get offended. They don't want to hear it. When you bring what God says about justice or brutality or race or life, they start going into, my opinion is, no, you don't get to have an opinion that disagrees with God. You may have it, but you need to switch it, change it. Because if government belongs to God, you better get his opinion and adjust your opinion. But the mere fact we spend more time getting folks' opinion before we get God's opinion on particular issues, no wonder the nation is in chaos because God's people are in chaos and not addressing issues comprehensively, picking and choosing, and not understanding that all of government is to come under his reign if you want the order that he gives. Like Daniel chapter 5, verse 21 says, the Most High rules over the affairs of men on all government levels. So now you have a framework. You're going to be a kingdom voter. Then you're going to partner with God in your vote. And his definition of civil government, to maintain a safe, just, righteous, and compassionately responsible environment for freedom to flourish. You know, he talks about the ordinance of God in verse 2. In other words, God has rules, right? The ordinance of God. You don't make up rules, even when it comes to government. You find out his rules and you obey those ordinances, those governing guidelines. That's why the Pledge of Allegiance and the idea of America is so great, because it recognized that there are inalienable rights given by the Creator that belongs to all men. And that if we're under God, we benefit from that. I am the president of my house. As my kids were growing up, they would often bring in ideas that were foreign to my governing guidelines. I would say, this is what we do in our house. This is how we do it. But because of peer pressure, because of what they were learning in school, because of the ones they were playing ball with, because of their friends, they would bring in perspectives that did not go along with my headship over my house. That would inevitably create a conflict between me and them. Because in my house, my rules should rule as long as my rules were consistent with God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So as long as I'm consistent with him, foreign rules needed to be resisted and rejected no matter how many people they came from and no matter how much the majority said it, if it disagreed with the head. Guess what? This country said it was God's house. We said one nation under God said we're going to be God's house. If you're going to be God's house, then it doesn't matter what everybody else says if the head of the house has spoken. And so God is calling a nation of citizens to recognize his rules. He goes on to say, for rulers, verse 3, are not a cause for fear for good behavior, but for evil. That's safety. But that's also righteousness. He says, there's good behavior, there's bad behavior. Well, now, wait a minute. Who's defining what's good and what's bad? Because once everybody gets to define it as they think it is, then you could have competing definitions of goodness. Good is because God says it's good. Bad is because God says it's bad. That's why the Ten Commandments was thou shalt not. He was giving a standard of good and bad. That's why we have laws, to give a standard of good and bad. He says that those ordinances come from God. Now, that means not only is there a standard of right and wrong, that means you have to know what that standard is. And the ordinance comes from God. Oh, if we would take this definition of government seriously, vote accordingly, and bring God's perspective appropriately to bear on every system of government, then we would bring healing to the land, unity to the land, because if people learn to operate by the rules of engagement that were righteous and just and unifying, and if our leaders use their position to bring justice and righteousness and unity so that we could experience the freedom God offers as he defines it, then our nation would take on a different template. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 4:8 that nations became great because they followed God's righteous laws. If we're going to experience help and healing in our country, then your vote has to vote for God's way, whether you vote Democrat or Republican, because once you come out the booth, you're only going to follow God's prescription.
Our Constitution calls for the separation of church and state. But as we've been learning, that doesn't mean there shouldn't be a relationship between God and government. And that's the subject of our current series, available right now as our thank you gift, when you make a contribution to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. It's a two-volume look at how Christians should vote, containing 10 messages, including material we didn't have time to present on the air. And it comes to you bundled with the brand new book I told you about earlier, Kingdom Politics. This special double offer is the perfect resource to help you connect with the heart of God when you mark your ballot in November. But it's only available for a limited time, so don't wait. Call our Resource Center day or night at 1-800-800-3222 for some in-person help making the arrangements. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or visit us at tonyevans.org, where you can also explore our huge collection of resources and learn about special events like this one. You're a dedicated, kingdom-minded pastor, but are you ready to take your teaching to the next level?
So let me explain something. If you don't want to hear about Jesus, don't invite me.
On October 4th through the 7th, join in the Kingdom Agenda Pastor Summit and discover your full potential.
How do I manage? How do I balance? How do I cope with this blessing and brokenness at the same time?
With over 40 workshops to choose from, engage with the Word in the way that's best for you. And there's even sessions dedicated for pastors' wives.
Although we believe that we're in one body, we're functioning like stepchildren.
The path to real discipleship is right in front of you. Are you ready to begin? Register today for the Kingdom Leaders Summit at cap2022.com. That's cap2022.com. Find out why God has called you. Sponsored by the Urban Alternative. They say two subjects we're supposed to avoid in polite conversation are politics and religion. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans will continue breaking both of those rules, as he talks about the biblical standards Christians need to consider as we go to the polls. I hope you'll be with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.